Oh yeah, the unmistakable sound of Watershed and a tune called Indigo Girl. Watershed performing on the North Coast this weekend, and in support of Watershed, they brought in a very popular North Coast act all the way from Cape Town. Her name is Simone Tawil, and she's my very special guest on the afternoon show this afternoon. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
How lekker. So tell me about your journey so far, Simone. I can't believe your biog says that you are... Well, you're a teenager, and you've already achieved a huge amount in the music industry, so you must have started pretty young.
Yes, well, I started singing when I was 6 years old, and I just performed for my mom and their parents when they came, and it's just always been such a dream of mine to be where I am today, and I've started from such a young age, and I went to a voice coach, and then from there my passion has just grown.
And obviously the voice coach then gave you the kind of technique, because it's important. I mean, singing is, a lot of folk have a natural ability, as you do, and it's good to have a natural ability. In fact, it's a blessing, but often a vocal coach will give you, it's a little bit like an instrument that you learn to play properly, because yes, there's a lot to it. What did you pick up from the vocal coach?
Well, he's definitely guided me along the way, and he's introduced me to a lot of genres of music, like jazz, which I never thought I'd be singing. So yeah,
do you like jazz?
I love jazz. I love Nina Simone. I love Ella Fitzgerald. So that's one of my favorite songs.
It's interesting because these are the classics repertoire. You know, the artists from the 40s and the 50s and the 60s.
Yes.
And it's interesting that kind of genre would appeal to one as young as you.
Yes, absolutely.
What is it that you like about them?
I just love their, especially because they're both women and they're just so amazing. Their music and the style, how they write. It's just so, it's also enjoyable to sing as well. Like, it's so much fun to sing.
Yeah. The thing about singing jazz is it's a full range and spectrum. And then there are the nuances as well. There's a kind of, the way you blew a note, or you slide into a note, or you hold a note, or you give it the goods, and then you hold it back, and you keep everyone kind of almost on the edge of their seat. This is beautiful. This is really interesting. But you also can belt out a good pop tune. I mean, the bottom line is you've just cracked two charts here.
Yes.
You've got a new tune, a new song that you have launched. The journey must have been extraordinary. Did you write the song? It's called Now You See Me.
Yes, so we've known a local artist, Carly J. Myers, for quite a while now, and I actually reached out to her because I've been a fan of her for many years, and I wanted to do a song with her, so she actually wrote Now You See Me for me, and it really resonated with me because at the time I was moving from Belito, which I knew everyone and everything, and having to change and move to a whole big city, and it's just been such a big change in my life, so it's really about like restarting and reconnecting with everyone.
Mm. Now, moving from Belito, when you had been very well established, you were one of the schools in Belito?
Ashton, yes.
And you were there for many years?
Yes, I was there for 11 years.
So that was your entire world,
yes,
to a degree, which was great because you were a star in a fairly small fish pond.
Yes, absolutely.
And then your parents did the probably... I'm not sure whether it's the kindest or the unkindest thing. They up sticks and moved you to one of the biggest arenas in the country. I mean, from a music perspective, Cape Town's where it's at, eh?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so it's been quite a journey. And especially, I think it's quite a good thing that we moved to Cape Town. Also because change is a very good thing to happen. And the music industry in Cape Town is huge. And it's a really great place to be.
And the influences are massive.
Absolutely, yes.
And the opportunity, I think, look, for a while, the last couple of years hasn't been good for music because there have been very few venues.
Yes.
In fact, during lockdown, there were none. But they're coming up again. They're opening again. And there's definitely a resurgence.
Yes.
In Cape Town particularly, and in the smoke. But we're a little bit behind the ball, I think. On the North Coast, but we're getting there with this concert starting this weekend.
Yes.
When Watershed arrives, and how did you manage to crack the nod to open for such a well-established and esteemed outfit?
Oh wow, yeah. So basically, I reached out to them with my song Now You See Me, and I wouldn't ever believe that I would actually be opening for them. So it's just been such an exciting thing because they're one of my favorite South African bands. And I get to perform for everyone who supported me over the years, and it's just really exciting.
And this has got to be unbelievable because, if I read it correctly, Watershed's been around for almost as long as you've been alive.
Yes.
so you would, from a very early age, from your starting point, really, they would have been one of your benchmarks, one of your influences, and kind of your, you know, there's a little bit of a an a hero worship, and it would be, and now you're getting to play with them, well, you know, on the same bill. It's awesome.
This is your dream come true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, it's very few people that get as lucky as you are. But you know what they say, you know, you get lucky when you work at it hard, and you have done.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. So when are the two performances?
So there's one tomorrow night at Balzar in Durban, and then there's one on Sunday at Zimbali Beach Club in lunchtime.
And I know that there are tickets still available for the Zimbali Beach Club. I believe the Umhlanga gig is sold out,
yes,
which
is
amazing.
It's amazing, yeah.
And there are just a few tickets left for the Beach Club at Zimbali. But if you're listening to this and you're wondering whether you should go along, I'm telling you right now that he who hesitates or she who hesitates is lost. These tickets are not going to be available for long. So get on the line to Zimbali Beach Club. Look them up online and book now, because otherwise you're going to miss out on something extraordinary. Simone, we're going to be playing out with your tune.
Awesome.
On 88FM. I think it's the first time we've played it, but with your permission, I think we're going to keep it on the playlist.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Because, I mean, it's charted number one on the SA charts, charted one on the top 40 charts globally, and now, for the very, very first time on the local radio life and style charts, it's Simone Tawil, my very special guest, and thank you so much for joining me on
thank
the afternoon show
me.
This afternoon.
Thank you so much.
I will see you at the gig.
Yes, thank you.
I'll wave at you. You won't see me. I'll be way back at the back, but I'll pretend you're smiling at me. Just thanks so much for joining me on the
thank
afternoon
so
show.
Much.
And here she is. This is what you're going to hear at the Beach Club in Zimbali this weekend. Simone Tawil, her big hit.
Touch, magic, sleight of hand. Fell for your love right on the plan. Your eyes, and I lose time. Are you even real at all? Are you there or here at all?
Verseker jou 'n veilige, vinnige en doeltreffende inkoopjaarvaring. Met 1018 is terugskool toe soveel makliker, die plaaslike en lekker manier. Besoek hulle by Crowton Corner of skakel hulle op 032-586-1690.
Who's looking after your home this holiday season? Trust Trellidor to keep your home and family safe with ultimate security and expert support. Get your order in before our factory closes. Call 0861 Trellidor now or visit trellidor.co.za. Trellidor, strong, stylish, secure.
The voice of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
Yes.